At 6:12 in the morning, 1-94-0 Amy K. Well, kind of just, it was an interesting read with cheaters online on a viral confession thread or outing. The very odd places they met someone to hook up with online. So, like, they already had met them on, like, an app or Ashley Madison or Tinder or whatever. But it has been acknowledged, established that they're both in a relationship. So what in the world are they going to do? What, are they going to go get a hotel? Oh, I hope you have a secret credit card. And so you read this and you find out some of the weird places when they were both in a relationship they would meet included store parking lots, driving out into a field just out of town, things like this, garages, storage units.
They sound very romantic.
These things making the list. Can you imagine, like, not only cheating on somebody, but being like, you know what, I think we should, where we should meet. I have this nice storage unit. Wouldn't you think you're about to get murdered?
Yes. That sounds like the worst place to meet anyone.
You know, if you drive about 20 minutes in any direction, there's a lot of nice farmland. How about we just pull into one that's very dark and poorly lit and enjoy each other's company?
I mean, though, if you're doing cheating, you can't, like, you're trying not to get caught. It's bad. But really, where are you supposed to have that time?
So it was just a weird read, and I thought, well, I'm going to put it out there, and maybe we'll get nothing. But just in the Playhouse family, is there anybody that's like, okay, I've done that, that is in my past. Here's where I met somebody to spend time together when I was in a relationship. And then it's probably an even weirder place if you're both in a relationship. If one of you is single, well, you probably just go to the single person's place, right?
That would make the most sense, but maybe you're going to a storage closet.
Maybe. Well, why would you choose to go to a storage closet if you don't need to go to the storage closet?
The thrill. I don't know. That's the worst place of all.
That's where I keep all my good stuff.
Oh, gosh.
I like to show you my collections. Now, we were talking about this a few minutes ago, and you will voice change it because it sounds like you're still in a relationship with at least one of these people. But where was the place that you ended up hooking up when you were both in a relationship?
I know it's going to sound weird, but we've only met up once, and it was in a church parking lot.
Romantic.
That's like the worst place, though. A church parking lot? If you got married, you're like, okay, so you cheated. So you're either in a relationship, or if you're married, what if it was the same church you got married at?
Well, you just make it worse. So you're already doing something that's really terrible, and you're doing it in probably the worst place.
I thought storage closet was bad. That's bad.
Did no part of you kind of glanced out the window and thought, I'm maybe being judged right now?
Did it start storming and lightning?
Yeah, did you get struck by lightning when you tried to drive away?
That's what I would think would happen. That's the worst place.
Okay, so that's one. Is there anybody else that can make that confession? We will change your voice if you like us to. You can text 35270 if you don't want to call 237 hits. But these cheaters, out of the very odd places they met somebody to spend time with them when they were both in a relationship. And there was things like weird parking lots, like store parking lots. This gentleman just went ahead and submitted church parking lot, fields just out of town, storage units. If that is something you can relate to, We'll keep the judgment on the inside. Just from an interesting story standpoint, that's why I want it. It's Bieber, Peaches. Playhouse Y94. Well, are you somebody with this in your past and willing to confess it? Certainly can change your voice at 35270. You text 35, or excuse me, you can call 237. It's a change your voice. You text 35270. Then I don't have to change your voice, you know, because it's a text message. When a viral thread, cheaters are out in the weird places they met someone to hook up. And so they met somebody on, like, you know, Tinder or Ashley Madison or whatever, and they're both married. So where in the world are they meeting? Well, really weird places. What are we seeing as far as texts go?
Somebody said this happened at one of my friend's parties. Someone else said it was actually at our own house. My husband used to travel for work, so I felt like I could do it at home. Somebody else saying he's the one who caught it. I walked, or I came home from work early and I walked in on it. Yep, as cliche as it gets, but there you go, at our own home.
All right, where's this place? We'll change your voice that you ended up meeting somebody to do that stuff.
Sometimes a dead end road to park one of the cars, go to a casino.
A dead end road, park one of the cars at a casino? Is that what you said?
Why wouldn't you just go to the casino? Don't they have hotel rooms?
Yeah, but you're using a credit card, though. There's paper trail.
Wouldn't it just look like you spent it at the casino?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but why park at the casino? These people are very creative.
And another voice change. Where was that you went to go do that stuff?
Well, the guy I'm seeing, we met up in a campground that nobody knows about.
I assume you mean nobody knows you're going there. Not that nobody, like, there's no, not a lot of secret campgrounds that I know.
I was going to say, too, if someone was like, I have a secret campground that no one knows about, that's also another time where I think, okay, I'm getting murdered.
Yeah, where are we going to meet to do this? Well, how about you come here? It's a really remote campground location. It's been abandoned for years. Nobody but me ever goes there.
Yeah, nobody in the world knows about it. Only me.
Boy, I'm pretty sure I've seen that horror movie.
That's exactly what it does sound like. One, I would not want to go to that.
Pass on that one. Was there any other destinations for them cheaters?
Yeah, somebody said parking lot of a funeral home. Somebody else said I caught my significant other, but it was at their company Christmas party. I had to stay home and babysit our 5-year-old. Well, I figured my wife was going to come home early. Turns out she was planning on staying the night at a hotel so she could drink and not worry about driving. I woke up at 3 a.m. and I just knew something felt wrong. This never happened before. And I checked the Find My iPhone to see where she was. And she was at her boss's apartment.
Well, the whole thing's going to make me a lot less likely to ever look in a parked car, because about half these were in random cars in strange places.
You know, when you see a parked car in a parking lot, like, really far away, I always assume it's a it's a worker or something.
Yeah.
And they're just parking far for the customers so they can get a closer spot. Now I'm wondering. I don't know if that's really what it is.
You see something ruffling around in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you really got to wonder what's going on. A Playhouse fill in the blank momentarily. It is 6:21 in the morning. Y94 on the Playhouse in the morning. More music all day. It's Sia Unstoppable. Y94. I'll smile.